Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 971 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Joey.
Hey, Pat. This is Joey. I was wondering if you could help me out. I'm trying to figure out a way to go about starting up a fund for my wife's veterinary clinic that she works at. And I was hoping you could give me some guidelines of how to go about starting up a fund to help with animals that are sent by our local rescue organization to provide better medical care for some of the animals, because they only have a certain amount of money per animal they're allowed to use, which results in more animals being put down due to not having the funds to care for them. Thank you.
Hey, Joey, thank you so much for this question and for just the cause that it is that you're trying to help, figure this out for. So thank you so much. I'm definitely in support of all of what you're talking about. The number one thing you could do is probably the easiest thing you could do, which is set up a Indiegogo or GoFundMe account. These are essentially crowdfunding platforms. Kickstarter wouldn't be a place to go to, even though that's the most popular one, because that's mostly for kickstarting campaigns for certain ideas or businesses and things like that. But GoFundMe and Indiegogo often have sort of the philanthropic angle to them. GoFundMe might be the best place to start, but there may be some other options too, specifically for animals, which you might want to actually research too. I don't know any off the top of my head, but there may be crowdfunding platforms specifically for helping animals. Because I know a lot of people who want to help animals, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was one. So you might want to do some research on Google really quick. Just look up crowdfunding animals or animal rescue crowdfunding, and you might come up with some other campaigns that are already happening, but they may be on platforms where those things exist, and then you can set up your own. And that would be the way to go. Now, a few tips for doing those kinds of things. The number one thing I would offer is make sure you tell that story and you have a very, very emotional sort of connection with those who are going to be watching that video and reading that campaign. That's the number one way to get people to want to support this, is through storytelling. And talk about why this is important. What would be the outcome if people did not support? You know, talking about those things are going to be really important. And for those of you who are listening to this who might be, you know, not so keen on, you know, the philanthropic side of crowdfunding, I mean, these are principles that are important for copywriting, for selling anything really. And what it is that, Joey, that you're going to be doing is you're going to be selling this idea to people, and storytelling and getting emotional and really tapping into the why behind this and to the, you know, what would happen if you didn't actually participate in this. That those kinds of things help push people, you know, who are on the fence, who care about this thing, to actually go and contribute. And then actually having different levels of contributions as well, and then giving something back in return is also really important. That's what kind of makes Kickstarter and Indiegogo really key, is that when people pledge, they're getting something in return, not just, you know, they're pledging for nothing, but they're getting a reward as a result. And, you know, having a certain goal and having people come together to do that, I mean, all those things matter. And also the last thing I'll say, Joey, is to make sure that you don't get too afraid of actually sharing this fundraiser with people. I think that's the other thing. A lot of people will go through the steps of setting up one of these crowdsourcing campaigns or crowdfunding campaigns, and then they're going to feel a little timid with getting it out there. And if you have something that you really believe in that needs help, then it is your job, your responsibility. You're the key player there. And so you go out there and you talk about it and you share it with people and you have them share it with people and you ask and you try to not be so aggressively pushy about it, but also you don't want to be timid about it either, right? You don't want to upset people, but you also want to make sure that you're doing what you can to help rescue these animals. So Joey, thank you again for this. I hope this has been helpful and gives you a good place to start. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And if you set this up, let me know. Shoot me an email. I would be happy to help with supporting this campaign. So thank you again, Joey. And for anybody else listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And let's finish off with a quote like we always do from Indira Gandhi. I suppose leadership at one time meant muscles, but today it means getting along with people. Love that. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.